Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll have a chance of a few flurries and a high of 37 today, down to 17 degrees tonight. It's 33 on Friends Plaza at 6:30, and Ed will be along with details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. There's been a transfer of power in state politics as senators on both sides of the aisle chose new leaders last night. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Months of internal, tough campaigning came to an end when Senate Democrats selected John Cullerton as the chamber's next president. Cullerton's an attorney from Chicago's North Side who's been in the General Assembly nearly 30 years.
We have a lot of work to do. Everybody knows we're in tough times and we have to come together, and so I'm very honored and humbled.
Cullerton will replace Emil Jones, who's retiring in January. Some members have faulted Jones recently for his tight alliance with Governor Rod Blagojevich and say the leadership change could ease Illinois out of gridlock. Republican senators had to choose a minority leader after Frank Watson announced he's stepping down to recover from a stroke. They've elected Christine Rodonio of Lamont.
I think taxpayers want to see the parties cooperating and pulling together to make things move forward in the state, and that's the kind of leader I intend to be.
Rodonio will be the first woman in one of the legislature's four top positions. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois' Child Welfare Agency disputes an email that says it needs to pay overtime at some offices because of layoffs. Department of Children and Family Services spokeswoman Kendall Marlowe says the agency is training people moving into new jobs, not compensating those doing extra work because of laid-off workers. In an email sent Monday and obtained yesterday by the Associated Press, DCFS told the union that it'll close 27 of 39 investigators, or rather, it'll lose 27 of 39 investigators at its Maywood office to layoff or reassignment. The memo says the extra work is necessary for case overtime because of the layoffs and calls the impact tremendous. Union officials say workers already have caseloads that exceed court-ordered limits, and that puts kids at risk. A ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday marked the beginning of startup operations at a new biodiesel plant in Danville. Freeport-based Blackhawk Biofuels bought the plant from Biofuels Company of America earlier this year. BCA was a joint venture involving Bunge, and the new biofuels plant is located next to the Bunge milling plant in Danville. The Blackhawk facility will use soybean oil from that plant to manufacture biodiesel fuel. But Alicia Clancy of Renewable Energy Group, which is operating the plant for Blackhawk, says they plan to use other materials for biodiesel as well.
The Blackhawk board has made the decision to do several upgrades to the facility, which will allow them to utilize animal fats and other high free fatty acid feedstocks to help manage risk. And that portion of the facility is still under construction, but we hope to have that completed the first quarter of 2009 to offer multiple feedstock biodiesel by the spring.
Clancy says they plan to have soybean biodiesel ready for delivery by the end of December. The Blackhawk Biofuels plant will employ 27 people and be able to produce up to 45 million gallons of biodiesel a year. Organizers of a school in Chicago that was originally supposed to be gay-friendly have put the plan on hold. The Chicago School Board had been scheduled to vote on the proposal yesterday. Mike Ree has more.
The concept for Social Justice Solidarity High School had gradually changed over the last month. Instead of only welcoming gay students, civic leaders convinced the planning team to broaden the scope to anyone who had been bullied. Wilfredo De Jesus was one of those civic leaders. He's pastor of New Life Covenant Church on Chicago's Northwest Side.
I'm just stunned why, after so many, a month and a half of meetings, they're going to pull out.
De Jesus says the planning team might have felt it was compromising its original vision of a school primarily for gay students. In a statement, the planning team doesn't specify why it pulled the proposal. It says it plans to work on the concept for another year and hopes to open the school in 2010. I'm Mike Reed.
There are signs the nation's economic woes are prompting some to sell their blood for extra cash. College students and the down and out have long donated plasma for easy money. But in the current economic climate, the number of people extracting plasma for gas or grocery money is exploding. An industry group says total donations may hit $16 million this year, up from $10 million donations just 3 weeks ago, 3 years ago. At Telechris Plasma Resources in Waukegan, manager Rhonda Johnson says this fall is among the busiest seasons she's observed, with more first-time donors joining the twice-a-week regulars. Whatever their motivation, plasma donors are a valuable resource for an industry that has grown to nearly $10 billion a year. Patrick Robert of International Blood Plasma News says whatever their motivation, plasma donors are a valuable resource. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign in Sullivan and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And at 6:35, one of the things your support of public radio helps to provide is in-depth weather. And with this hour's report, here's WILL meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
This would have been Alistair Cook's 100th birthday, by the way.
Well, I know he was well into his 90s when he passed away and was a regular contributor on WILL for many, many years on the Afternoon Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Did the Letter from America, and he would have been 100 today. He died 4 years ago, so he would have been about 96 when he passed away. I don't know, maybe it was 6 years ago. Was it 2006 or no, 2004? Yeah, it was 4 years ago, so he would have been 96. There you go.